Welcome to the Social Media Weekend Update. I am super excited to be here with you today, sharing with you all the things that happened in social media this past week. Now, I am a day late for the news today, and that is because yesterday we had a cookie and hot chocolate party for my four-year-old and all our neighbors. It was days like yesterday that reminded me why I love having the flexibility to do what I love in my life. From personal life activities to my work, I'm in control. It's pretty awesome. It was also a great reminder that things like this podcast can wait. Sometimes the most important things is not to work, but to play. And sometimes you just want to have fun with your family, right? So this is just a reminder that you too need to take a break sometimes from the hustle and enjoy the little things or little people in your life. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella, and I am your hostess with the mostest for Business as Unusual. Today I will be covering news from Pinterest, Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Media Marketing World 2018. Social Media Marketing World is the place to learn about all the latest in social media and digital marketing from the brightest and best minds and influencers. Now, I am thrilled to be attending this amazing conference again in 2018. In fact, I'm going to tell you guys a quick story about that. I went last year for the first time to the conference. I have two very young children, and at the time they were 4 and 1. My youngest just had turned 1 when I went to the conference, and my husband was not only working his job, which is an hour away from us, but also taking care of our kids. And we did have a little help with the nanny, but that was about it. So I went to this conference. It was the last day. I was down there for about 4 days, and I called my husband up on the last day, and I said, "So how's it going?" And he goes, "Well, I can't wait for you to be home." And you could tell he was really tired. And I said, "What do you think about doing this again next year?" And he goes, "We'll talk about it when you get home." And I laughed and I said, "Well, I bought a ticket." And he just laughed and said, "Okay, we'll make it work." But I just thought that was kind of funny, because not only do I have a wonderful support system of a husband who is on board, he was actually the one who purchased my ticket last year and made me go, and it was one of the best things that I ever did. And not only do I have an amazing husband, but I also get to go to the conference again this next year. So super excited. Let me know if you're going. I am also doing a meetup for one of the open networking nights. I host Geek Over Greek, where we eat Greek food and we geek out, and just it's a little bit smaller networking experience, and it's a lot of fun. We had a blast last year. So let's go ahead and dive into today's news, and I have a lot to cover, so let's do it. All right, first up, let's talk about Snapchat news. Snapchat redesigns separating social and the media, as they like to say over there. So content from friends will be separate from content from businesses, publishers, influencers, and creators. Snapchat will open on the camera. If you swipe to the left, you'll see friends, and to the right, all the other content. I actually have a video explaining the whole redesign in the show notes today, so I will include the link to the show notes at the end, and you can go check it out for yourself. In other fun Snapchat news, the newest Snapchat filter can actually recognize what's in your photos and make suggestions, truly personalizing the experience for users. How fun is that? Snapchat also introduced 2 ad formats this week. According to TechCrunch, quote, "This week it introduced 2 new forms of ads. Promoted stories, which string together multiple snaps into a larger form slideshow, openable from a tile on the stories page that's shown to everyone in given country, and augmented reality trial ads that let people play with AR versions of a product overlaid on the world around them." Now for your Instagram news. Instagram now allows you to archive stories to be used later, and you can also highlight stories to show on your profile and keep longer than 24 hours. I am really excited about this feature, as I will often do a video story for a client that is still relevant down the road, and I would like to reshare it or even keep it up longer. And this is just a faster way of accessing that. Because there can be more than one highlight, you can organize them by theme, which will be fun to see how brands and profiles utilize these new tools. I think it's a great tool, and especially if you have evergreen content. Instagram is also working on releasing a standalone chat app called Direct, similar to how Facebook has Messenger, which can stand alone from Facebook. Direct is currently available in Israel, Italy, Chile, Portugal, Turkey, and Uruguay on both the Android and the iOS. Just a note, if you have access to Direct, please be aware that downloading it will separate it from the Instagram app. Now for your Pinterest news, Pinterest rolls out a new bot for Facebook's Messenger, allowing users to share, search, and explore Pinterest from Messenger. According to their announcement, with an improved sharing experience, now the full pin's image will be shown in Messenger once shared. If you tap on a pin in Messenger, you'll see a richer, more integrated experience through the chat extension, which makes responding to ideas, sharing new pins, and accessing Pinterest search and related pins quicker and easier than ever. All right, now for your Facebook news. As always, Facebook has been busy the last couple of weeks testing and adding new features across its many platforms. Facebook launched a new Messenger for kids, and I just don't know how I feel about this. You know, as a mother of two little ones, both under the age of five, I am skeptical of any communication technology and its pitfalls. So I have concerns about Facebook grooming young children to become Facebook users, which I see as a manipulation that I just don't agree with. And I think it's pretty clear that Facebook's been trying to capture young users, not necessarily under the age of 13, as their main platform. You can't be on the main platform under the age of 13 because of the ads. But it's obvious that they've lost a lot of younger generational users to the likes of Snapchat. So they're trying to rein them back in. So with having a Messenger app that targets these very young people under the age of 13, I do see it as them kind of grooming those people don't want to use Facebook in the future. But I also recognize that technology is here. I mean, I am a social media manager. This is how I make my money after all. And I do think tech can be very beneficial for young people when parents are involved. I do like that the new Messenger would allow children to use technology like this in a safe environment and with parental controls. So that being the key thing, parental controls, and parents have to be, you know, active. Since it will be quite a few years before I will allow my young children to use something like this, I'm curious to what you think. Let me know your thoughts by calling into my Anchor station. I am at the handle Stellar247 over on Anchor. You can comment on my show notes, or you can always tweet to me at Stellar247 over on Twitter. This next bit of news is very important for Facebook admins, so listen up. Facebook confirms its ability to edit link post for all pages will be removed in early first quarter 2018. So unless you get your domains verified, it appears from the step-by-step that pages must be in Business Manager to do this, but I'm still trying to confirm that. You can learn how to verify your domain. There's a link to the developer's article about domain verifications in my show notes. But if you are an admin on a Facebook business page, please take the steps or at least educate yourself on how to do this, or you will not be able to edit any URLs, any links on your page, even if you own the website. For those of you video creators who are sick and tired of Facebook flagging your content because of music, even when you have permission to use it, so frustrating, Facebook now offers Sound Collection. You can find the collection of music under Publishing Tools on your business page. Facebook allows you to sort based on genre as well as mood, and you can review and download music for your projects, all totally free. You can learn more on a TechCrunch article that I have in the show notes. In other Facebook news, Facebook adds support for live broadcasting and video chat within Messenger for gaming. The thought is this ability will make Messenger more social and keep people inside the app longer. Facebook adds Did You Know feature for users. With this tool, Facebook will ask questions, and when you answer them, it creates a post on your timeline for connections to see. Questions are things like between sunrises and sunsets, I prefer, or my favorite time of the day is, or the best thing to do when the weather is bad, ... There's a lot of questions. It'll keep you busy for a while. Now, I tried it out and I was pretty much over it in about 2 minutes. I don't know if a lot of users will use this tool over time, but perhaps I'm wrong. Maybe people are just that bored. Similarly, Facebook is rolling out a feature in Facebook Live that prompts topics users can talk about. Now, that I think is cool, and I would probably use that. I especially think that feature is helpful for people who want to get more comfortable on Facebook Live, but maybe they just don't know what to talk about. My last social media weekend update last weekend, I talked about Facebook testing out a tagging feature in comments. Now, Facebook is testing small profile photos next to those names that are tagged in the comments. This would allow visual folks like myself to quickly recognize who is being mentioned when they're tagged. Now, I like this update. Even though it's a small change, it's very simple. I also see it as pretty dang useful. And there you have it, your social media news and updates for December 10th, 2017. If you like this episode and want to give me a high five or a cheer, a woohoo, I think that is a cheer, the best thing to do is to, hey, share it out with your friends. If you're on Anchor, you could just reshare. If you're on Twitter, tweet it out. Or someone you know might find it helpful, so share it with them. I would love to hear from you as always. If you're listening via Anchor, please comment, or better yet, call in with your thoughts or questions. If you're listening via my podcast, tweet to me at Stellar247 or comment on the show notes. I would also love to have you join me over in my Facebook group where I answer questions, break social media news, and give bonus trainings and insights. You could check that out at stellar247.media/FB group. Want to grab the notes and the links and learn more about the things I talked about today? Then check out the show notes at stellar247.media/SMWU1210. By the way, that's just short for Social Media Weekend Update, SMW, and then 12 being December and 10 being the day today. So there you go. I'll put it in the description as well, so you can grab that. Now, if you're listening via my podcast or really anywhere and you enjoy what you hear, there's absolutely nothing better you can do to say thanks to me for bringing you this content that you enjoy than that 5-star review. Nothing is better. Nothing brings me more joy or makes my day better than your kind words. And those 5-star reviews are really hard to get on iTunes, so nothing would be better. You know, I don't know if you celebrate Christmas, but I do. And what a great Christmas present that would be. Hey. Anyways, thank you for everyone who's already given me those reviews. I truly appreciate you taking the time to do that. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and have a stellar day.